Once, the great sage Durvasa, he came to see Lord Vishnu. And after having the darshan of Lord Vishnu, he received the blessings of Lord Vishnu, prasadam from Lord Vishnu. The Lord Vishnu gave his flower garland to Durvasa. And Durvasa received it with great reverence, with so much of respect. Oh, I received the garland of from Lord Vishnu. And he came to Swargaloka to meet Indra, the king of heaven. And happily, he offered that flower garland that he received from Lord Vishnu to Indra. But Indra did not take it seriously. So he took that garland from Durvasa and he gave it to his Vahana, elephant. And that elephant, out of ignorance, he threw it on the ground and he stamped on it. So Durvasa became very angry that this is how you respect Mahaprasadam of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. So it's a big story that Durvasa curses Indra, and because of that, Indra loses all his power. And, you know, Bali Maharaj comes and invades Swargaloka and takes over Swargaloka. And later, after Samudra Manthan, Indra gets that back. But this elephant also had disrespected that garland, Mahaprasadam of Lord Vishnu. So that had to be punished for that, for disrespecting the Mahaprasadam. So that is why Lord Vishnu who had to appropriately punish this elephant. There was not only Indra was cursed, the elephant was also cursed, that your head will be cut off. So the Vishnu was aware of this. So he brought that elephant's head. But another speciality is that because that elephant had the great opportunity to touch the Mahaprasadam of Lord Vishnu's garland, so it received the opportunity to become the face of Lord Ganesha. And who is Lord Ganesha? Lord Ganesha is one of the very intimate associate of Lord Krishna. That is why in the Brahma Samhita it is mentioned, he is so great intimate associate of Lord Govinda that Govinda has given Vignaharta power to Ganesha. Just like somebody, you know, you're very close to very big man. So he'll say, okay, you take care of this department. You're so dear to me. So like that, Govinda, Lord Krishna has given this obstacle removing blessings to Lord Ganesha. And that's why Lord Srihari, on the request of Mother Parvati, brought this elephant face and gave it to Lord Ganesh. This is how Lord Ganesh received the face of elephant. And Srila Madhvacharya explains this in his commentary on Mundaka Upanishad.